Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Today's show, we're going to talk about the LSU-Georgia game. Mainly I'm going to talk about the future. We're going to talk about the LSU coaching staff, my two cents on who should come back, who probably won't come back, because coach is going to assess his staff. You know, that's what they do. Everybody gets a report card at the end of the year. That's how it works with these sports programs. So that is a lot of moving parts, the transfer portal, signing, early signing day, then you got late signing day, and then they'll be signing kids all the way till June. Some of these schools will take kids all the way to July. We're also going to talk about my predictions for the high school state championship games, which start, believe it or not, unbelievable, December the 9th, which is this Friday. You'll have three games, and then Saturday, December the 10th, three games, starting as early as 12 noon every day till 7 o'clock until those games. I've been to many of them. They last probably to almost 11 p.m. by the time these high school championship games are done. But let's go ahead and get into LSU talk. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the Georgia game. I think people would probably agree you want to, you know, everybody's already talked about the game itself. Here's my opinion. I picked them to go 10-2. They're going to end up, I think, 10-4. I think LSU will beat Purdue in the Citrus Bowl. And here's why. Ever since the Alabama game, you could see it in the Arkansas game. You could see the legs, the wear and tear on these LSU players with no depth. And if you're an LSU fan and you thought LSU had the best talent in the country, they don't. In my opinion, knowing what I know inside, behind the scenes, and just knowing this, and a lot of fans know this, this coaching staff led by Coach Kelly did an incredible job turning this program around. Most people had them at 6-6, 7-5, 8-4. 9-3. Those were the most, and I was the guy that said 10-2 because I went to a bunch of practices. I saw what these coaches were doing back in July. I saw that there was talent there. There was a lot of guys that really wanted to win. There was enough talent to win with good coaching, and that's what happened. Great coaching, and they played above their means. They played above their talent level. They really did, and then what happened? They got tired. They gave everything they had against Alabama, and after that, they never caught up. They never got rest. They needed an open date. If they could have got an open date after Bama, I think the A&M game would have turned out differently. And if you watch the Georgia game, Georgia's good, but they're not that much better than LSU. They just have depth. I mean, they can roll guys in and out on the O and D line. That's where the game is won. And LSU's got quality starters. They just don't have enough. 12 games in the SEC is hard. It's brutal. It's brutal on these kids' bodies. And when you rotate the same 5 D linemen and everybody, like Georgia's rotating 10, and you're rotating 5 all year, it catches up to you. And the reason they'll beat Purdue, because they'll have a month, 3 weeks to rest. 3 weeks to rest. And I think LSU will look like they did against Ole Miss, and they'll look like they did against, you know, all the great wins they had, Alabama and these other teams. So Purdue's not Georgia, Purdue's not Alabama. They got a good team, but physically they're not going to be able to overpower LSU, and LSU will get the rest they need and recover. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the LSU team. I'm talking about the coaching staff, and then we'll have high school predictions. I'll give my high school championship predictions on who's going to win high school football state championships in Louisiana starting this Friday night. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. Before we get back into LSU talk, I want to thank some great sponsors of mine. John Harvey Toyota. John Harvey, Harvey Subaru and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you. Support them. They support all the high schools and colleges in the state. Gros Savon, which is located right outside of Lake Charles. If you want to go fishing or hunting or go on an echo tour, man, you've got to book a trip. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. True Sportsman's Paradise, Gros Savon. I've been there. Trust me, it is all that and much more. And also the Bug Man, professional pest control located in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Ascension Parish, and Lafayette. Give them a call at 923-2847 or 923-BUGS. Paul Solvant and his staff will take care of you. They've been doing this for a long time, and I've been having the Bug Man as my pest control company for my house for close to 30 years between two homes. Getting back to LSU, let's talk about the coaching staff, just my opinion. First of all, I want to, applaud Jaden Daniels for helping LSU with the run option and helping LSU beat Alabama, helping LSU beat Ole Miss. You know, hard-fought Mississippi State game that was early in the year. It could have went either way, by the way. I thought Coach Kelly out-coached Kiffin and Leach, which shows you what kind of coach he is. But the future of LSU, I personally like a more balanced offense. I personally like a gunslinger more than a runner slash passer. I like Nuss's game. I thought Nuss did a great job against Georgia. And Denbrock, the offense coordinator, I think he did a great job considering LSU did not have great running backs. I applaud Josh Williams. I applaud John Emery. I applaud all these guys. They just, Noah Cain, they just did not have that big-time running back. Their running back was their quarterback, Jaden Daniels. That was the best running back on the team. But moving forward, if Coach Kelly wants to win a national championship, and I'm sure he does, and an SEC championship to go with it and go back to Atlanta, I really believe moving forward, Denbrock, I don't think he's the guy. I thought he was the guy for this year. And I think he did a great job at what they had this year. But I think they really do need an offensive coordinator. A guy in his 40s, late 30s, that can really, draw plays for this more balanced offense and an offense that has, down the field throws in it, right? Now, this year, like I said, did a great job. Special teams, I do think they need to get a new special teams coach. Polian, I know they were short on players. I know they were using starters on special teams, but there was too many bad kicks. The blocked extra point against Florida State should have never happened, okay? Regardless if LSU would have won that game or not, but that blocked extra point. And then the return against Georgia blocks the field goal. No one even moves to try and challenge the guy to get him down on the ground to return the blocked field goal. These kids should know to do that. That's you football. So things like that. But, it's not personal. It's business. And so I think Kelly's going to have to look at business over friendships. Business over friendships. It's a business. Football, this game's a business. I think the rest of the staff did a pretty good job. I think Coach House did a phenomenal job. His team just got tired. He didn't have enough players at the end to finish the season. And they'll look good in a bowl game. Everybody will be fresh. I thought the offensive line coach did a great job. Brad Davis, I thought he did a great job. Kevin Falk did a good job considering they had a lot of injuries and didn't have a great back. He does need to help LSU sign a great back, being that he's the running backs coach. The DB coaches, they did okay. I didn't think that the DBs made plays much this year. I think they need a little more talent at corner. They need a little more talent at safety. They need a big-time safety. Major Burns is a great kid, but they need a big-time safety. All the great teams have them. We're going to take a break when we come back. Let's talk high school football. I'm going to give you my state champion predictions when we come back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. I'm not doing this in any particular order, but we're going to start with high school football championships. They start this weekend. Can you believe that? This Friday, the 9th, is the start of high school football championships at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans, the Oxner LHSAA Prep Classic. You've got Friday, you got Division II Select, Division III Select, Division I Non-Select. All games start at noon on Friday this week, December 9th, and the last game's at 7 p.m. They always go till 11 at night. And then Saturday, you got 12 noon, Division II Non-Select, Division III Non-Select, Division I Select. At 7 o'clock is the last game on Saturday. Let's talk about some of the games. Let's go with the Select. And I'm going to go with, we're going to talk about two teams that have played a lot in the last few years, but not in a state championship game, but two teams that have that have experience with playing one another over the years. It's going to be Vermilion Catholic taking on Ouachita Christian. Now, Ouachita Christian's won a lot of state championships with Coach Stephen Fitzhugh, a good friend of mine, the head coach. And also Vermilion, they've been to many semifinal games. They finally get in. Congrats to Vermilion Catholic out of Abbeville. I'm going to take Ouachita Christian to win it all in the Division IV Select. I'm going with the Monroe School. I think it'll be a great game. I think these are two programs that know one another very well. They've faced each other two out of the last 3 years in the semis. Continuing on, and I can't believe these games are already here. Division III Select, Dunham makes their first appearance in the Superdome in over 20 years. They're playing St. Charles of La Place, who's been there a few times. I'm going with Dunham. I've been a Dunham fan all year long. I think St. Charles Catholic does a great job, by the way. They won it last year. But I'm taking Dunham because I think Dunham has the best team in Select in Division III. Continuing on, and I'm making these decisions as I'm looking at them right now. I'm just being honest here. Division II Select, St. Thomas More Lafayette playing Lafayette Christian. This is going to be a great game. Two teams from Lafayette. All these kids know one another. This is going to be a battle. And, you know, Lafayette Christian moved up this year in competition. Can they win it in a bigger classification against St. Thomas More? This is a toss-up. I'm going to go with Lafayette Christian here over St. Thomas More in a close game. The game will last probably 3.5 hours. There'll be a lot of passes thrown. It's going to be a heck of a game. Continuing on in Select Division I, Brother Martin Crusaders take on John Curtis Christian out of River Ridge. I'm going with Brother Martin in an upset. Brother Martin's been trying to get to the Superdome for many years. Congratulations to Coach Mark Bonice. He's been on the door. He's been in several semifinal games. John Curtis is back. I think J2 obviously is one of the great coaches of all time. It's going to be a great game. Two Catholic League teams going at it. Brother Martin, I'm going to take in an upset, 13 seed and the third seed, John Curtis. When we come back, I'm going to talk about more high school football, more state championship predictions. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours. Located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana, give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. We're going to continue on talking about high school football state champions. non-select Division IV Oak Grove is playing Homer, and I'm going to take Oak Grove to beat Homer. Oak Grove's got a young quarterback, Bradley, who's phenomenal. He's a 2025 class quarterback, but I'm going with Oak Grove to win that game in a very great game. Homer does a great job, Coach Richie Casey. In non-select Division III, I'm going to go with Manny over Union Parish. I think Trey Holly's going to be phenomenal at LSU for Union Parish running back. He'll get his yards, but I'm taking Manny and Tackett Curtis to win that. Continuing on in Division II non-select, North DeSoto makes their first appearance in the state championship games against Lutcher, who's been there many times. Whitfield, the quarterback at Lutcher, is an incredible player. North DeSoto has a freshman quarterback who is incredible also. I'm going to go with North DeSoto here winning their first state championship with Dennis Dunn, former Louisiana College head coach and Woodlawn of Shreveport head coach, and Evangel Christian head coach. Continuing on, Division I non-select, Ruston and Destrehan. Ruston beat Zachary this past week to go to the state championship game. I'm going with Ruston. They are phenomenal. Look, when you go to the Superdome this weekend, you're going to see a team, when they get off the bus, they look like a college team. And Jaden Osborne, their three-year starting quarterback, he's really good, and I think he's going to be the difference for them in this game against a great Destrehan team led by Jaya Eugene Jr. and all their great players. They got a great team also. Continuing on, that's it, man. That's all the predictions there, and I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Be sure to go to our Facebook page, Louisiana Football Magazine, and also our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, or YouTube, wherever you get your podcast, and subscribe to us on YouTube. It's free. We need the subscriptions on YouTube. It helps us grow, gets to more people. Tell everybody about our show. Share the show. And we'll see everybody on Wednesday. We have a great lineup. We've got Southside High School on Wednesday, along with, get this, Calvary Baptist from Shreveport will be on our show talking about Calvary Baptist. And also, like I said, Southside out of Youngsville will join us on Wednesday and Friday. We'll have one of those shows will be on Friday and one will be on Wednesday. We'll see everybody soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.